From their new album, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for De La.
Go!
Go on, what did he say?
Do you know those, like, you know, Canal Street, they have, like, those boats?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Well, you called them barges, but I thought that was racist. You meant barges.
Barges. Barges.
Barges. A narrow boat.
I don't know what they're called.
Rosie and Jim.
Yeah. What's a barge?
Same, I think.
Right, okay. Anyway, I went on the worst event or thing that I've ever paid to go to.
Can I say what it is?
Go on.
Was it like match day hospitality where they take you to Old Trafford on a barge?
It was far worse than that.
They do that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't mind checking that out. I bet it's full of dickheads, though. But it was a history of Manchester music on a stationary one.
Oh, that, yeah. What is the point in a stationary barge? You may as well.
I don't know, exactly.
May as well be on dry land.
We literally could have just got out of it and just stood on the fucking dock or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but it's even like they're just going, hey, do you want to wobble a bit?
Yeah, that was exactly
it. It's not even like. It's not like, do you want to wobble but get nowhere while you're doing it? Do you want all the negative connotations of seasickness without any of the positives?
Exactly.
Fucking stupid.
But yeah, it was so bad that, like, literally, like, and the guy who was doing it kind of had like an instrument or something and was doing a few songs and like, but it wasn't.
So it's like a house party with that dickhead who brings his bongos.
But it was
on a stationary barge.
But it was an old guy, and it wasn't like Manchester music starts from like the 70s. Like, this started from like, he started from like last century.
Oh, is right. I'm into that.
I know.
Though.
Well, you might have enjoyed it, but like,
no, not really. But what I mean is, like, if you're gonna do history, don't just go, Joy Division.
Yeah. No, fair enough. But then, so it's so bad.
What was the first thing, the earliest thing that you remember? What was it like?
It was, I'm sure it started with like, oh, this used to be a slave song, but then it was adopted.
Oh, wow.
So it was that kind of dodginess.
Yeah. It's not lit.
Yeah, but then it was so bad that halfway through it went on for ages. Like, it was like 3 hours long. And like, after an hour and a half of being stuck in there, there was a break.
Were you on the top or you were down below with the fiddling Irish?
It was.
Was it like Titanic?
It
was like Irish fiddle players.
It wasn't. I don't think it had floors. I think you just had one level. But like, you could leave. You could leave at like halfway through to just sort of have a break.
Well, you
and
could
come
leave
back.
Straight away because it's not fucking going anywhere.
Like, but it's all dead narrow as well. So like, if I wanted to leave, you'd have to walk past everyone really slowly.
Yeah, I mean, I would have no shame about that.
Yeah.
I just do that thing where you do the fake phone call. You're like, oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just on a barge. Hold on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're locked out. Okay, yeah, I've got a key. I've got a spare. Oh, I'm going to have to come and get you. Oh, all right then.
Well, I was gonna make an excuse like that and go. But the lass who I was with said, you're not leaving if I'm staying.
Oh.
So then halfway through, like, there was a break. So then we got out. Went to like the nearest sort of like a pub or whatever.
Dry dock.
Yeah. But then in there, I said, I'm not going back. And she was like, no, like, let's go back. I said, honestly, I'm not going back. It's shit.
Where had they got up to?
I don't even think they'd got to this fucking. I don't think they'd got to like they moving were still, pictures.
Still singing slave songs.
Yeah. So I said, it's shit. I'm not going back. That guy's a dickhead. Like, let's go.
How much was it?
It's like 17 quid or something ridiculous. But then she sort of agreed. So we get up to go just to realise the guy who was doing it is sat on the table next to us.
Oh, no.
And definitely heard everything.
Oh.
So yeah, it was
He
just
fucking cursed you out.
He did.
He wrote some bars. He played some bars about you on his lute.
He definitely did some slave songs after that.
Did he have, what instrument was it? A lute. Or a liar.
He might have even been a fucking ukulele.
Oh, no.
It's horrible.
That's grim.
But also like doing a re sort of like doing his version of like, oh, this is how it would have sounded like in the 18th century.
Do you think it used to be a moving one, but people were just throwing themselves overboard? Yeah. So they were like, mate, this, we're going to have to fucking, we can't lose another one.
Maybe.
We've lost nine.
Maybe all those pusher deaths were just him. all these people throwing themselves over.
Yeah, just be like, oh, fuck that. He pushed us with his music.
What's the worst night out you've been on that you just thought, this is shit?
I can't. I've had loads of that. I think every night out's shit. No, I'm a miserable cunt. So
have you ever like walked out of like a gig and stuff?
Comedy?
No, like anything like music or whatever.
Yeah, loads. I can't remember.
We've already established that you've walked out of Everton. Yeah, United versus Everton.
Half time.
Yeah.
PS.
By the way, I listened to Justin Morehouse's podcast the other day. He went to that amazing Stockport game,
yeah,
and left before all the drama of the extra time.
Gutted.
That's what you get.
And he makes out that he never leaves him.
Well,
he'd have stayed on that boat, but then left just before all the good music.
Like I didn't even get.
He'd have left before fucking Blue Monday.
It'll be like, and then Tony Wilson opened the Hacienda.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I'm going. He sat through Herman's Hermits. I don't even know whether they are from.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, what a shout!
What was their big song?
Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats, yeah, and Dogs. Is that them?
Also, they did. All I need is the end.
Oh, really? They're eating off that still.
Oh, totally. Well, didn't Simply Red do a version of
that? Oh, really? Yeah. That still pops up on an ad every now and again, that.
Imagine being on a barge with him.
Ooh, Mick?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. Like, I know obviously who he is and what he did, but is he meant to be insufferable, or is that just the vibe that everyone
I think
gets?
That's the vibe. Except there's three things that he's kind of known for. One is being like blue-eyed soul in the 80s or whatever, or early 90s.
Is that a genre?
It is blue-eyed soul, yeah.
Who else did blue-eyed soul?
It's just basically white people who do soul.
White hit wonders?
White hit wonders, yeah.
That's what we coined it on the DDP. So yeah, so like white hit wonders are songs not exclusively done by white people.
Right.
So, for example, No Diggity is a white hit wonder.
Right.
Because it just feels white now. Yeah. Because white people love it.
And it gets adopted, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jump Around is a white hit wonder.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside is a white hit wonder. That Journey song, they're all white hit wonders.
What about, would you class like Arctic Monkeys as in there as well?
Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor might be a white hit wonder now. Wonderwall is like a big, like one of the biggest.
It's basically,
white hit wonders.
Have you seen that meme where it's got like somebody at a festival or something, and they're like that, like a,
and the lights coming from them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. White people wear Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
they're white hit wonders.
But yeah, so he's known for Blue Eyed Soul. He's known for.
Oh, here's a question. If that song had come out in the early 80s,
yeah,
do you think United fans had changed it to Norman Whiteside?
Definitely. I'm surprised they've not done it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's all Ian Brown, isn't it? It's all like
it's all bucket hats, isn't it? They wouldn't be there going.
But even all the fucking tufty fucking
coming out of Belfast, and he was doing. I don't know if he's from Belfast. Maybe he's not.
Every Manca Religion is another banner.
I hate that one. I know. Is Norman Whiteside from Belfast? I feel like he should be.
He's from Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Coming out of Belfast, and he's been doing just fine. Scored a goal in the final and he won it all.
Very good.
Yeah. So, how did it end up like this? Can you stay off the piss? Can you stay off the piss?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
He was one of Robbo's gang, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Open up your eagle eyes. Because I'm Norman Whiteside.
Do it. Start it.
We'll try.
Start it, Old Trafford.
I don't go.
First gig. Oh, yeah, sorry. You're not a United fan.
No. I support Glossop.
Glossop.
I don't.
Chester FC.
Chester FC, mate. Yeah. That's the scene. Still the diva is the scene of the greatest goal I've ever seen live. What's the greatest goal you've ever seen live?
I reckon it might be that volley, that Van Persie volley.
Oh, have we done this chat?
I think so. I think like Rooney crossed it over, and it was a great cross and a great volley.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I thought, was that like the best thing we've seen? Because the great, did I mention the greatest goal then that I've seen live?
What was it?
Junior Agogo.
I don't think so.
For Chester against, I think, Cheltenham Town.
Why does Junior Agogo ring a bell?
I don't know, but he took it round and then he whammed it in. Sorry, that was a wake me up before you go wham, but it was quite tenuous. But
I'm saying nothing. I was kind of hoping at that point the alarm would go off.
The fire. Oh yeah, but we're waiting on a fire test here. And to be honest, that joke was so lit. I thought it would have gone off there. Thought it
would have even save you, say by
wouldn't
the
have
bell.
Even been a test. I thought the sprinklers might have gone off.
Anyway, going back to Mick Hucknall.
Yeah.
One of the other things.
No one's ever said that.
Going back to Mick Hucknall. Well.
Not even his ex-wife.
Is this is this problematic? I want to ask you.
Are you asking me? Am I like?
you're the adjudicator.
Am I the community elder now?
You are. Another thing that
standing outside the Wesley Methodist.
Another thing that he's kind of known for is punching.
Oh right.
Is that problematic?
Punching above their weight.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that, and I hate that whole...
It's so surface level, isn't it? Because, like, kind of thing, like, somebody might have loads going for them.
Adam Rowe's got a great bit about that. Similar. He's like, on a physical level, I'm punching, but, like, I'm well funnier than her, I earn more than
her. Right.
Like, yeah. It's a good bit. So yeah, like, the point he makes is, like, there's more going on that makes it punching.
Yeah.
But I also just hate the term and batting above your average.
I don't think I've heard
yeah, that's
that.
The Tory one,
right? Yeah. they need to think of a rugby version, don't they?
Oh, what would that be?
It would be, I don't know, winning some extra yards or something.
Yeah, got you too many fingers in bums in the scrum.
They
do that, don't they?
You've gulped too much piss.
Yeah.
Through my arse crack.
Yeah. You've had too much banter spunk.
Banter spunk.
They call it banter spunk. I bet you they do.
Please, can we have a spin-off podcast that is called Banter Spunk?
Oh, it's all right. It's banter spunk.
It sounds like something from Nathan Barley.
Yeah, like the nightclub.
Yeah. Welcome to Banter Spunk.
Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. But don't take that out, Edison. That stays in for all my rugby fans out there.
I know somebody who's done that, by the way. Who's laid on the floor while it wasn't piss. It was a pint being funneled down somebody's arse crack into their mouth. How gross is that?
Like one of them, like ice statues that you get at, like, yeah, in films where it's like a fucking high end party.
It would be like from an 80s film, like Big or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a big company sort of.
Or like the baddies got one in Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think in the video for Tupac's How Do You Want It, there's like an X-rated video.
Right.
And I think he, like, not him, I think it's one of, who is it on that? Is it Casey and JoJo, maybe? Pours champagne down a lady and it, like, drips off a fanny and he puts the glass, like, underneath it. Right. Like it's like a optic in fucking The Rovers. Right. And then he drinks it, I think. I'll have to look it up.
But yeah.
It's NSFW.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say about that. So much about rugby union culture is unnecessary.
Why did you specify the code?
Because league.
They don't do that.
Well, I don't know if they do it or not, but like the way I see it is union is the posh one and rugby league is like what working class people get into as well.
Yeah. I think so. But I do think I've been to the University of Chester.
I thought you were going to say the University of Life.
Nah, that too. I'm still there. I'm like that. I'm Van Wilder in the University of Life.
It's like in Greece where like somebody's not graduated about 4 years older.
What's a fucking Stockard Channing? Yeah. Channing Stockard or whatever. She was like 87.
She's the best thing in it.
Who, Rizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Shout out Sondheim, who passed away in the last week.
Rosenberg Sondheim. Oh, no, that's Rosenberg Trondheim. I was trying to bring it back to football.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Is that the one of the best composer crossovers, football crossovers?
Yeah, of all the ones I've heard.
That's, Rosenberg that's Sondheim.
That's definite top three. What other composers are they in? How can we relate them to football?
I'm trying now.
Gershwin?
No.
I'm going to give you composers and you've got to come up with a football equivalent.
All right.
So we have...
What about in the early 90s, and apparently it was the downfall of Liverpool FC was when they abolished the back pass rule.
I was just looking at back now.
The Johann Sebastian Bach pass.
Claude Debussy? He wasn't musicals, was he?
I mean, we went back. Debussy.
Let's not go into buses.
Why?
I thought you said last time, let's wait until somebody who is educated about these
That's
things.
True, but I also did have a pun where the punchline was on the buses. So we'll wait for that then. Well, that's going to be fire, that.
Leonard Bernstein.
No, ain't got one.
Who else? These are just normal composers. I've got Vivaldi here.
Vivaldo. That doesn't work. I want football teams like Rosenberg Sondheim.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I don't know. I thought...
Isn't there a Miranda who plays football?
Well, there was one in Pro Evolution Soccer. He was one of the bass players you got when you started Master League with, like, them ones there.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Costolo.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Just for the listeners, like, it's a No Score Draws poster.
Shout out No Score Draws, formerly Panini Cheapskate.
Right. And those aren't real players?
No, that's the team from Pro Evolution Soccer that you get. So there's like Costolo and stuff who's a ledge.
So, I mean, by the way, there is a Miranda player. He's a Brazilian player.
Oh, right. Well, people call him. Do you know what? One of my biggest, you know, like Chimley?
Yeah.
And stuff.
Lickle, Buckle.
Chester Draws, like Chester Bennington, RIP. But is when people say Miranda for the drink when it's called Mirinda.
Ah, right. I just think of Miranda Rights.
Who's that?
isn't that the thing they say you have done right?
Yeah, yeah, I was doing a joke, sorry.
I wasn't sure.
That's a good drag name.
Yes.
That is. Miranda Rights and Black Mariah.
Yeah.
Oh, That is a drag power couple right there.
That's me and you.
You're brown, Mariah. You're like one of the cop cars from the Sweeney. One of them old fucking Hillman imps or whatever it is. God, you trying to be black?
I know. Fucking everyone was when I was a kid at high school. All the Asian lads were trying to be black. All the Asian lads were trying to be Tupac.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Funnily enough, that was a very Asian reckoning. Is it?
Is it?
Ross.
You know, here's a question for you. What's better? No. roti or chapati? What is better, though?
I think, as far as I'm concerned, they're basically the same thing. Different names for the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
I didn't know
you
that.
You've got a proper, like, rude boy who can sort of sort out your locked phone. Is it? No way, man.
I talk like that, though.
You've gone, no. I was going to say, because Mubs isn't like that.
Nah, Mubs ain't like that.
Oh. Shout out Mubs.
Shout out Mubs, man.
Get on Twitter, Mubs.
Yeah, Mubs should get... Shall I ring him?
Yeah.
The people on here know who Mubs is, though. I don't think they do they?
Mubs is basically a legend. Like, would you say that... You said he's in your top two of nicest people you know.
he's in like top five, but it's no, but there's no hierarchy in that five.
Ah, right. It's so, just a gang of nice, cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah. How did you feel about Goodness Gracious Me as an Indian person growing up? Are you not Indian, are you?
I'm Pakistani.
I thought you was Indian. Now I feel racist.
No, you don't, because like it used to be one country, didn't it? So
yeah,
ethnically we're sort of the same.
As one of them lot that likes cricket.
Yeah. I really respect the people who are involved.
Right.
Like all four of them, like massive respect, like breaking down barriers, like really intelligent people, really sound people, and I really respect what
I'm trying to ask is, has anyone ever, other than in that show, said kiss my chuddies?
No, I wouldn't have said so. But again, like
what's that even mean?
Chuddies is underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
So kiss my underwear?
Yeah.
So like eat my shorts?
Yeah. Yeah. I've not even thought of it like that, but yeah. But again, like it was an important step. I really like Gus.
Gus Khan?
Yeah. Man Like My Bean, I really like that.
Oh yeah, it's good that.
We should get him on here.
Gus wouldn't come on here.
He would.
I don't know if Gus likes football.
Yeah, he's from Coventry, so he's got a soft spot for them.
He's a United fan.
I think he's a United fan, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I'd like to do a redaction. Is that the right word?
I think so, yeah.
Where I was pretty confident in the previous podcast that Ainsley Harriott wasn't into football.
But he is.
Apparently he's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, but that means he's not.
So there's a chance he could come on here.
Do you know who his favourite player is in Arsenal?
Go on.
Percy Pepe.
Yes. I knew that was going to be good. What other players would he like?
What other condiment footballers? I don't think you're going to top
Percy. Semen. I'm sorry.
That's only a condiment if you play rugby union. Yeah. Banter semen.
It all comes round.
Yeah, it does all come round in rugby union when they pass it round. They pass the biscuit round. I don't think you're going to beat Percy Pepe, to be honest.
No, I don't think we should try to. Pepe chicken as well.
I love Pepe's chicken. Yeah. It's good.
I was walking past there, and they've got a new thing on the menu that I'm intrigued by.
Is it a burrito or something like that?
No, it's like feta. It's like chicken and feta wrap or something. Nah, I'm into feta.
You got a feta?
A fetish.
Yeah, I ain't about.
Do you know what I had? That I was, this is ages ago.
Hepatitis.
No.
Oh, just a guess.
By the way, I once went into a sandwich place.
Right.
And I wanted to say gorgonzola, but I said gonorrhea.
Oh, cool.
It was awkward.
Why would you say gorgonzola?
Because it was one of the things I was going to have on it. It was when I worked at Granada TV.
I was going to do a really niche reach of a Greek mythology Chelsea footballer pun then.
Go on.
And say the gorgonzola is a hell of a player, but defenders used to turn to stone.
You didn't even go to Emil Zola, you went straight back in time. Fucking
who's Emil Zola?
Isn't he like a philosopher or sort of writer?
No, I'm not bothered about that.
No.
I'm talking about Gorgonzola, mate. And the one that used to smoke the weed, Zola Bud.
Right, Zola Bud. Famous for?
Who's that?
Zola Bud.
Oh, running with no feet on.
With no feet on, yeah.
Used to run with the stumps. I think if she ran long enough, she would. That's how it works, right? She wore her little feet down to nubs.
By the way, Mubs, have you tried him?
No, I'm not bothering. Right. He's working with his top off.
Yeah, so go back to, like, so these people from No Score Draws poster. So yeah. Are these imaginary players now well-known?
Some of them are, yeah. So if you put...
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do...
Yeah.
A test.
Right.
You might want to... If I'd rather you did it from your account, but I know how precious you are with your account.
Go on.
If you just put Castolo is a legend,
It wouldn't be my brand though. People would be thinking like, "What are you on about? This isn't you."
And well, see, that's what I mean when I said, "Oh, you're a pussy hole."
Can't I say we're recording a pod? Dan's asking, "Have you heard of?"
All right, if you want to sanitize it.
What? Well, yeah, but that'd be like me saying,
"I'd do it for you."
What? Just come out with a straight.
Yeah.
What did you want me to tweet?
Doesn't matter. You do what you do. You know.
You do you. Yeah. Don't be pressure. Don't be pressured. Peer pressured. Right. I'm gonna. Right. We're recording. Della. Goal. Have. Danny's asking.
By the way, shout out Bilal Zafar. Do you know Bilal?
Yeah.
So he plays.
He does Twitch.
Yeah, so that's what he plays. Like, he pretends to be the manager of that team.
Ah, right.
And, like, have you seen the one about the guy that misses the game because he's at, like, military service or something?
No.
It's fucking hilarious.
What, the game invents these scenarios?
Yeah. And he missed a game for that or something like that. And he's like, oh, he doesn't even like war. He's a pacifist. And then, can we link to it? Because I think I want the people to see it. We'll try and find it.
After this goes out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
That whole thing, it's like...
To be perfectly honest, like I like him.
I like him, but it's very rare as a comic as original as me. Mm. I'm joking, but for someone who doesn't...
You're very discerning comedy-wise.
Yeah, but that's one thing where I've been jealous that I didn't think of it.
Right.
I've been like, oh, fucking, I'd have loved to have done that. It's brilliant.
But this is the thing, like...
And it's right down my alley.
Like, I really like him, and I think he's really funny, and, like, when he's done stuff, other stuff, I've really enjoyed it. But because that world is new, I don't understand that world. Mm. Like, I don't quite get what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's why they wanted to get someone in, but you vetoed it.
We're recording Della Gold. Danny's asking, have you heard of
Castolo?
So, cast.
Let me, I'll get it properly.
So, is it cast as in the band and then OLO?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Legend.
Right, that's going out.
Someone's done it. It's a www.bullseye. The default Master Pro Evo Master League players, where are they now? Good side.
No reply. No one knows.
What do you mean, no reply?
I see no one's replied to that.
When did you put that out?
Just now.
Well, who's going to reply, like, in a millisecond? People are busy. They're having their cars validated and that.
It's 3:30, isn't it?
Don't give away what time we record.
I'm sorry. Look at you doing a sneaky little retweet from Della Goal.
I don't know what you mean. I haven't even got the keys to the city there.
Oh, and here you using your alt account, Fussball James, of course, Pez Legend.
Ah, straight away. What was that? Milliseconds, mate.
Chester, that's definitely your burner account.
I ain't got a burner.
In the bio for this guy, it says Chester FC.
But who also does it say?
BVB.
Yeah, fuck BVB, mate. You down with BVB? Yeah, you know, not me.
What happened there is your Chester following.
Yeah, that's my boy, Dem. I don't know who it is, actually. Yeah. I don't know anyone who supports Bayern. Vunchen Bayern.
Is that what it is, Vunchen?
What is it?
Volks Club or something, is I reckon. It? I'm guessing. The People's Club or some.
Oh.
We've already spoken about St. Pauli and how he's not a fan.
I hate it. Yeah. Hipster pricks.
Yeah, but that's quite a dark thing.
Oh, look
quite a
how they all stand
say.
Up and it's £6.50. Fuck off.
51% ownership.
Yeah, but, like, we haven't got a say in that. Like. Yeah. That's not them.
But saying hipster is a very daft thing to say, isn't it?
No, not St. Paul. That is, though. St. Paul it is.
Hmm. Yeah, but maybe people...
Or maybe it's not even hipster. Maybe it's hack now.
What is... Is St. Pauli, like, where's... Is it a place? Is it a place called St. Pauli?
I don't think so. I think it's near Omburg.
Right.
Have a look. You got a phone on you there, for fuck's sake. Technologically advanced. You've got 100,000 million Twitter followers. You didn't get that by not knowing how to Google. King of the quick Photoshop, you.
Hamburg.
There you go.
See, but Hamburg's quite a cool place, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been to Germany.
I think...
I've been through it on a bus.
Kids would... Well, how?
Sorry?
How did you go by...
Oh, I was pissed and I was meant to get on the number 8. No. it was actually cheaper to go to London that way.
you meant to get to like the Wirral, but you went to sleep, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly that. I was meant to go to New Brighton, but I ended up going to Bavaria. No, I went to Italy to play football when I was 15.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that.
And we went on a bus. Don's La Bus.
Yeah, but Hamburg is like, I think...
Me and Tom Eaton.
Tom Eaton, yeah.
Boys.
Saw him the other day getting on the United coach.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you hang around the Lowry? Are you that guy?
Your autographs.
Oh!
Where's Ralph? Hell. Where's Ralph?
Oh, is that you? Is that what you do now?
I'm there with my sign. Can I have your shirt?
Oh, mate.
Can I have your size 15 United shirt, formal shirt?
Oh. Fucking half and half Garth over there.
St. Paul there, right? I think the kids would say supporting them is like a vibe.
Right.
As in sort of like...
In my head, it's the football version of Grime for Corbyn.
Well, as in like the heart's in the right place.
Yeah. No, like the people who are like, oh, yeah, like the kids...
Were we recording when we were talking about, yeah, we were about your white soul, whatever.
What about my white soul?
No, but not your white soul. You've got a black soul.
I haven't. I'm white. Self-hating white.
White and proud.
Nah. WAP. Is that the real WAP? Is that what Cardi B we should have been singing about? I'm going to take this big fat truck and hang out with Nigel Farage. Oh, mate, what? That was a really good bar if you know the actual... Do you know the bar?
Yeah.
Into the little garage and I said hanging with Nigel Farage without even missing a beat. I'm too good for this pod.
Am I pap?
Yeah, probably.
Punjabi, I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant. But you'd brown, so you'd be BAP.
BAP.
But that all just starts about...
Yeah. Oh, is it a cob?
Yeah.
Is it a bomb?
Yeah, which part of the... North? I mean, in some parts of the Northwest, you are PAP.
Let's kick that PAP down a ginnel.
Instead of them just calling you Ali.
Yeah. Yeah. They call him Muhammad Ginnel.
Nah, not around there. They still call him Cassius Clay. They refuse to call him Muhammad Ali. They still call Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Lou Alcindor because they just refuse while they listen to Cat Stevens. They just won't have it. It's like, oh, it's just a phase. It's like when your mate comes out as gay and your dad won't have it. It's just a phase.
Yeah.
Or trans, no, I'm not calling you that. You're still Gordon to me.
Pronouns.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not calling you Laura. You're still Gordon to me. That's the same with your dad, with Cassius Clay. Won't have it.
Nope.
Won't call him that. Is there any football happened? Oh, it was fucking Eurovision, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Football's Eurovision.
Did you get caught up in it?
I never get caught up in it.
Are you a fanboy of Messi or Ronaldo?
Pessi or Penaldo?
Pessi or Penaldo.
Have you seen that?
No.
That is, there's nothing. Right. Here's another live experiment, Don's La Pod.
Yeah.
Go on your Twitter and just in the search bar, just put Ronaldo, right?
Yeah.
And I bet within 5 tweets... Somebody will have called him Penaldo.
Oh, because of penalties.
Yeah, but then someone will be like, Pessi.
Right. I mean, it's looking for Ronaldo, so it'll only find Ronaldo. Do you know what I mean? So if there is a load of Pinaldos, it won't show up.
No, but then if you press on that one tweet, right, it'll be someone going, I bet you, right. I'll put my house on it.
So
if you just press on this one. So they are then. So there's that one. The Ballon d'Or is a picture of Messi.
Yeah.
Second tweet. Congratulations, Pessy.
What does that mean? Penalties?
Yeah.
But isn't Messi shit at penalties? Isn't that the whole point?
It's honestly these kids, mate. And then someone's put, where's Pinaldo?
By the way, an update on the De La Gol.
Oh, it lit. I've had a look.
Castolo, yeah.
Everyone knows who Castolo. Look, there's a picture of him.
Yeah.
He's a sick dude, man.
So, what? Castolo and Barotta
up front? I never played Barotta up front. Someone has put poor alternative to Hoyland's, in my opinion.
Mm. Who's that?
He was like the one you'd bring off the bench. But he was my favourite. Hoyland's and Castolo up front. Menander in the hole.
Yeah. Who's Shimmy?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Who's Zimelez?
Zimelez?
Yeah.
He was a winger.
Right.
So my favourite was Vornander and Valerie. I used to play centre-half. Sometimes I play three at the back. I'd bring Burchett on, the Australian winger with a ponytail. I'd play him left wing. And then you'd have Menander.
Hang on. So these players don't exist and they would be combined with people that do exist.
No, what had happened was in the original pairs, because they didn't have any proper licenses or whatever, so you'd have a master league. So you'd pick United, but they'd be called like Manchester Red or whatever, and you start off with this team. And then what had happened is you get points and then you can buy players.
Real players.
Yeah. So you could have like Castolo. Castolo would always be the last one that you replaced. So you'd have a full team and you'd probably have like Henry and Castolo up front until you could buy Van Nistelrooy or whatever. Or Van Nieselrooy. I think it was called Van Nieselrooy.
Did they all have fake names?
Yeah. How do you not know this? This is a big gap in your knowledge.
I've heard of teams that are different.
Yeah, like Man Red and that.
And is the one, what are you, Juventus and Pi?
Piemonte Calcio. But they're actually called that on FIFA now because Pro Evo got the full Juventus license.
So, again, we're broadening it out now. Like, am I right in thinking that both FIFA and PES are sort of, they could completely change because they've got new owners and new names and stuff?
What do you mean? I don't know.
As in the next FIFA game won't be called FIFA because FIFA, the organisation, have took away their rights. So they'll have to call it something like... EA Sports FC or something.
That's what they'll call it. They'll call it EA Sports World Football or something.
But there's also the PES has changed its name as well to something else, I think.
PES has changed its name. It's been changed its name to eFootball.
Right.
And apparently, I love PES, me.
Right.
But apparently this, I've not played this one because it's like your PS has got AIDS or something really bad.
Right.
And it,
in what way?
That it's like, it's the worst game anyone's ever seen.
Right.
It's
is
like,
it not the same people making it?
Like dying in Tron would still be a better computer game experience than playing this game, apparently. Like, it's fucking grim.
I mean, I thought it was the right thing, so it would essentially be the same game, but just different.
They've fucked it.
Right.
They've fucked the game up.
So basically what you're saying...
FIFA will be the same game.
But what you're saying about PES is PES as you know it will no longer exist.
It's not called PES anymore.
Yeah,
but the game is shit.
Game
no, they might fix it.
Right.
But because the last one wasn't terrible.
Right.
But like that, PES 6, I think that was the one that had John Terry on the front.
Right. And what about, is Sensible Soccer older?
Yeah, that's the top-down little heads.
Right.
Shite, but fun, but like not
in those days it was
not
good.
A football game though, properly.
Right. You
can't Gagan press on it.
Yeah.
By the way, I've muted the word press on my Twitter.
Have you?
Sick of fucking idiots talking about orange juice. Hey.
You're gonna get no tweets about that Manchester club.
I know.
We wear red.
Man Red. Mm. So apparently word on the street, Noz, is that 2K Games have got the rights now to FIFA, to use FIFA.
Have you heard of 2K Games?
Yeah, they make NBA 2K, which is like the big NBA game. They also make that wrestling game.
My nephew plays that basketball game.
NBA 2K.
Is that the one where he has a bit where he changes the appearance and makes the arm span longer and changes the hair?
It's got a really good immersive story mode where you can, like...
Do you play it?
Yeah, I love it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you make the person look like you?
No, because I am... Right, this is what I do.
Right, go on.
Because I want it to be realistic, if I had to make me... I wouldn't make me 6'7", so right. I'd have to make me 5'9" and a bit.
Yeah.
And a bit heavier and that. And then I'd be shit in the game.
Right.
So what I do, I create the character Tommy Shepard from Above the Rim. And I live my life vicariously through Tommy Shepard, played by Leon.
Right.
Who was also in Cliffhanger and Cool Runnings.
Do you make him look like him as well and everything?
Yeah.
Right.
And I also, I suggest that Tommy Shepard, being from New York, went to St. John's University. And
What's your favourite haircut?
He's got a little fro, hasn't he, Tommy Shepard? Like a little flat top with a little goatee.
Right. Oh, so
have you not seen Above the Rim?
No.
That was me hitting my head on the mic.
Is it lit? Yeah, but it's. I've never heard of it. Is it massively popular?
It's one of the best.
Like for instance, obviously, like I've heard of Cool Runnings, but I've not heard of this.
It's one of the best shit films ever.
Is it?
Yeah. What, like Leon's in it.
90s.
Yeah, early 90s. It's a great soundtrack. Regulates on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And Pump Pump off the Doggy Style album. Pump Pump, let the motion of your body be the key, because we be the motherfucking G-Funk family. Now I put the G in this deadly game. Snoop Dogg is the name, Dog Pound's the game. Finger is the motherfucking other word to my death.
The algorithm's going to think that's the real one.
I know, I'm going to get Shazammed.
You are.
I'll
watch that.
Me and Rob Rafael, shout out Rob. Shouted him out on this pod before. He's our only listener in Australia, I think. We used to watch it all the time. Marlon Wayans is in it. Bernie Mac.
And is it a comedy?
Tupac Shakur.
Is it a comedy?
No, but there is moments of comedy in it.
I'm going to watch that. Like whenever people say this is a great film, I can't be asked. But when somebody says like it's a great shit film,
yeah, it's a great shit film. Tonya Pinkins is in it. There's a bit where Kyle Watson, played by Dwayne Martin, is having a wee wee, and Marlon Wayans sees his dick, and he's like, "Damn, I didn't know he was uncircumcised, B." Yo, dick like an anteater. And he says, stop looking at my shin. He's like, but it's so big. Have you been lifting weights with your dang dang?
The problem I've got with the Wayans.
Oh, Wood Harris is in it.
Oh?
Avon Barksdale.
Oh, this sounds star-studded.
Yeah, it is.
But
I'm not a fucking soldier. That's what he says. He plays a guy called Motar.
But when I think of the Wayans, I just think
of the day before the boxing match.
I think of all those really, really sort of parody kind of screams. Yeah, and like, do you know the Scream parodies?
Oh, Scary Movie. This is before then. Right. So, and it's only one of them.
How, in terms of the Wayans, like, where's their career gone? Have they fulfilled their potential?
Mate, they're America's Nolans, isn't it?
What, at least women?
Or the Osmonds. Like, they're a dynasty, aren't they? Like,
yeah, no, but like...
Well, I don't think any of them need to work again, Noz. I don't think any of them needs to do Scary Movie 93 or whatever it is.
I guarantee that in the next 5 years, there'll be another...
I hope there is.
Scary Movie.
It arguably might be the best parody film of all time, except Airplane.
Yeah, wasn't Scream kind of a parody anyway?
No.
Didn't it subvert the genre?
No. That was Cabin in the Woods. Seen that?
No.
Oh, it lit.
Scream was knowing. As in, like, it kind of...
You were crying when Drew Barrymore got killed off in the first five.
As in, it's a proper drama.
Just no one expected that, even though they did it with Steven Seagal in a... Executive Decision a few years before.
He's meant to be a dick.
Who's Seagal?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks so sound.
That's such a shock that sleazy man with the ponytail.
Yeah, he looks like he's been melted.
Have you seen JVCD?
No.
It's an arty film where Jean-Claude Van Damme tries to go serious. Right.
when he plays like himself.
Yeah.
Is that a film or like a sitcom?
No, no, it's a film.
Oh, no, I've not seen it.
He plays himself, and there's one bit where it's all like a pretty straight film where he plays himself, but there's one bit where he's like trapped in a room and suddenly looks at the camera from nowhere and like it's weird. And then he starts doing a massive monologue and like his seat rises. Like while he's doing this monologue, his sort of seat rises all the way through and then it comes back down and then he just carries on playing the scene.
That sounds shit.
It was shit, yeah.
Stick to
who you are and what you know and what you're good at.
The splits.
Yeah.
It's literally all he's good at.
And that dance.
Oh, that dance gif. So it's a Hall of Fame gif, that. It's a Hoff gif.
It is
a Hoff gif. Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Do you care?
No, but I'm fascinated.
Who won Pessy? Well, Penaldo didn't win, did he?
Pessy won, yeah. But people are all kind of...
Robert Lewandowski should have won.
Yeah. No, well, Lewandowski, like the kind of thing, he definitely should have won last year, because there wasn't one last year, was there?
Right. Why wasn't there one last year?
They could have done it all fucking Zoom like everything else.
Well, all the matches were played.
Yeah.
I'd understand if there was no foosball.
Yeah, yeah.
They just didn't...
It was weird, wasn't it, not to have it?
Apparently, though, they just do it because, like, Messi was always going to win because it's done by France Football, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, he's just gone to Paris Saint-Germain.
I didn't make the link.
Didn't do the science on it, no.
No.
Yeah, so he was only ever going to win Pessy.
Right.
Instead of Ronaldo. But
the thing is, like you get the weird fanboys who sort of are obsessed and get very angry if you compliment either one or say either one is the GOAT. But it clearly means a lot to players as well.
Does it?
Like it obviously means a lot to, like...
Do you know why?
What?
Because I think they've all got Ballon d'Or clauses in their contracts. I literally think that's
genuinely,
the only reason. Yeah. Well, United famously had that Ballon d'Or add-on in the Anthony Martial deal, apparently, where they had to pay an extra, like, $5 million to Monaco.
The money safe there, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's, the word on the street was that's why they were trying to put that in the Sancho deal.
Yeah.
And, like, Champions League clauses and stuff.
And Dortmund were thinking...
Dortmund were like, fuck off, mate. You give us another $5 million if he wins an Oscar.
If he wins the EGOT.
Yeah. If he wins fucking Strictly Come Dancing, we'll give you another $10 million.
He genuinely is more likely.
Yeah. If he gets 9 stars on a Bush Tucker trial, that's another $4 million.
I didn't know that about Martial.
Apparently there was a Ballon d'Or clause in it.
But it does, because players, like loads of stuff like this matters to players, like even to the extent of like, they give a shit, like going back to your computer games.
FIFA ratings.
Yeah.
Mad that.
Imagine it.
They're all like sweet FIFA and that.
Yeah.
Hey, FIFA, I'm my faster
speed
than this, you prick.
Yeah, my pace, man. it's a serious business. And again, it goes back to this thing of like, these days fans are fans of players.
Yeah.
As much as they are of
it's
teams.
It's like, yeah. But then again, weirdly, I like... basketball, and I don't really have a team because I don't know enough about the teams. Well, I do, but I don't know. I don't want to pick one. I've got literally no connection with any of America.
Have you been to America?
Several times.
And have you been to a game?
No.
I wonder if after you'd been to a game, you decide, right, that's my team then.
Nah.
No.
Not now. Maybe early on, before I liked basketball.
So have you got like 3 or 4?
No, I like players.
Ah.
That's what I mean. And also, like, I don't really like the trade system in America. For me, makes it hard to like a team. Because all you like is the franchise, because the team can be different, like, in 4 months.
Right.
There could be, like, a 5-man trade, and then that team's not what you thought it was, and all the guys you were calling cunts 3 weeks ago now play for you.
Right.
Like, it's weird to me.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because, like, in theory, a basketball team can change its name, its city, its stadium, its players, its manager. So, like, what's left?
Exactly. Nothing.
Isn't, like, Raiders, like, didn't they change
They moved from LA to Oakland to LA to Vegas, I think. Someone might well actually me on that, and that's fine. But I think that was the...
And that's the same with every sport in America.
So you know the LA Lakers?
Yeah.
Were called the Minneapolis Lakers.
No!
Because there are lakes in Minneapolis.
Of course, that makes
There's
sense.
There's no lakes in LA.
Fucking hell, yeah.
There's no jazz in Utah. It's fucking Mormon. So I think that was the New Orleans jazz, where there
wow.
was jazz.
That's kind of depressing, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a few of them.
So are you, what American sports are you into? Basketball?
Just basketball.
Right, okay.
I don't like gridiron. Well, I'm not. I'll watch it if, like...
Super Bowl.
I won't. No, I don't really watch that, because then right. you have to look at Twitter and people doing the same Superb Owl tweet.
Yeah.
Fucking boring cunts.
And doing parties. Doing Super Bowl. Ugh,
tailgate parties.
Ah.
That's what they call it, where they always still go to, like, the car park and get pissed.
Ah, right, like they do in America.
Yeah, and drive home.
Right. Except over here, it's like an Aldi car park.
Yeah, essentially. And you can walk out. Hockey, I don't like.
No.
Ice, I call it ice hockey as well.
Right.
Because it's not...
Do they call it hockey?
Yeah. But they don't know if they play field hockey in the States.
I can imagine you rocking a hockey top.
Never had a hockey top.
No?
I had a problematic... I've had one NFL shirt.
Right.
And it turned out to be problematic.
Why?
It was Michael Vick.
Right.
Do you not know about Michael Vick? Well, he went to prison for... Because he was the head of a dogfighting ring.
Oh, I've heard about this. Bloody hell, and you picked that one.
Do you know why I picked it, though? Because Martin Lawrence wore it in Bad Boys 2.
Right.
And when I went to America, I saw it and I just bought it. And it was sick. Black and red. Atlanta Falcons. And that's ludicrous. I want to have you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for three.
What's black and yellow, black and yellow?
That's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. Is that what that song's about?
Yeah.
Right. What colours do you think are the best in terms of sort of like team support? In terms of
in American sport,
purple and yellow for
the it's gold.
Oh,
gold.
Sorry.
What Lou Alcindor there? Yeah. That's what your dad calls him. Refuse to call him Kareem. It's iconic. It's not for me. I like the blue and orange of the New York Knicks.
Right.
I've got some jerseys. I've got some jerseys.
Yeah.
I've got a Knicks one. I just buy the ones that match my clothes though. Yeah. I've got a black Bulls one, Rodman though, because I'm not a hype beast.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting Jordan like every man. I've got a Celtics, Kevin Garnett. I've got a few. Can't remember the others.
You, what's the one that's sort of like rainbow coloured?
That's the Denver Nuggets old 80s jersey.
Right. Seen that.
With Alex English on the back, number 2. Charlie Slough had that on once.
Right.
But I think he had full English on the back. Fat cunt.
Who's... I interviewed...
Charlie Slough. I love Charlie Slough, by the way.
No. I interviewed Dinger, Kay Curd, once.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a Toronto...
Raptors.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started supporting them, like, the year that they won the league or something.
Oh, glory supporter.
Yeah, whereas Nathan...
Yeah.
Caton, I think he genuinely supports them.
Right.
I don't think Nathan is a glory supporter. He supported Brentford for years through thick and thin.
And now they're now he's having a moment.
Yeah, now he's Heather Smalling from Imperfect Day. He's reaping what he sows. I love that song, but only that version. And it's only because some guy who I don't know says, oh, what a perfect day. Do you know which one I mean?
I know there was that sort of when, like, Lou Reed.
Yeah, but it wasn't Lou Reed.
Yeah, no, yeah. But he was in it.
He started it, I think.
Yeah. But it's a real time capsule because you get some randomers and they think, why are they doing it?
Can you get up who's in it?
Yeah. It'll be called something like Perfect Day 96 or something.
I think it is 96. Do you know what? I think it was in the charts. I think it was number one when Men in Black was number two.
Perfect song 97.
Oh.
Perfect day 1997.
Oh, what a perfect day.
Fucking hell, man. The thingy in here.
The whiffy?
Yeah.
Is it dead?
Hang on. So you've got Elton John.
Yeah. Shout out Reg Dwight.
You've got Bono.
Shout out Paul Horton. Is Hewson, Paul Hewson. I think, something like that.
Boy George.
Shout out, George Boy.
Craig David.
What?
I know.
No.
The Cause.
Craig David's not in it.
Steps.
No, Craig David isn't in it.
Ronan Keating.
Craig David, can we stop?
100%. Are you certain?
Craig David came out in 99. This is 2 years. Craig David was jizz when this came out. He was a fetus. He was too busy.
It says here in 2000, so it must be like a...
Yeah, they did a re-remix.
Okay, here we go. Lou Reed, Bono, More Chiba.
Oh.
David Bowie, Suzanne Vega.
She was great in Street Fighter 2. She used to jump off the cage.
Elton John, Boyzone, Leslie Garrett. Randomly.
Leslie Garrett? Yeah. The opera singer?
Yeah.
Or the guy from EastEnders, Dirty Den?
I can actually imagine her doing the opera. You've got to read.
Yeah. Or was that... What's Dirty Den? Leslie Grantham.
Burning Spear?
I don't know.
Thomas Allen. Heather Small. Emmy Lou Harris. Tammy Wynette.
Oh, wow.
Shane McGowan, I think I remember.
Yeah, I remember his one.
Dr. John.
Maybe that was Oh, What a Perfect Day. I want to know who sings Oh, What a Perfect Day.
Robert Cray. Hugh F. from Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh, what's he doing? Why is he on it?
Why do I think he's got no sense of humour?
Why do I think that he probably kept his head down when all the Me Too stuff came out, allegedly, in my head?
Didn't he walk out of Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
Him and Preston.
Yeah, Preston, all that. So funny. Have you seen that recently?
Yeah,
so
but it makes me like...
I know, it's weird.
Do you know
weird.
What? I gigged with him as well, not Preston, yeah. The person who facilitated that. Such a nice man. Great skin. Looks as young as you'd think he is, even though he's like in his 40s now.
Yeah.
He looks like...
He was very good.
Cherubic. He was angelic.
He was very good.
Yeah, he was. Very acerbic wit.
I don't think I've seen him on a stand-up. I've just seen him on like...
His stuff, I gigged with him this year at a festival and he was very good.
I've seen him on T4 or whatever it was with...
I can't remember that.
Who was he with?
Vernon.
Makita.
Oh, Makita Oliver.
Yeah, them two together were great.
I always thought she was paying me.
Yeah, she is. She's, again, like... Is it a coincidence that both of them look really well now?
I haven't seen her for years. She looked well. Painting in a WhatsApp.
Her mum's famous as well, isn't she?
Yeah, John Oliver.
Britt Anderson.
Oh, from Swede.
Yeah. Big fan of Swede. Ivan Dando.
Oh, R.I.P. Oh, right, wrong one. Can you say Barry Boy George is in this as well?
Your mate Heather Small, Joan Armour.
Armour Trading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Armour Trading, Visual Ministry Choir, Courtney Pine.
Oh, maybe it was Courtney Pine. Is he the jazz one? He's a jazz man.
I don't know if that's a man or a woman.
It's a scent.
Courtney Pine. That's what Asian taxi drivers have hanging there. They're right up in the mirror. So there you go.
I still don't know which one it is.
Who would be in the current Perfect Day?
Oh, Stormzy.
Yeah, definitely.
Adele.
Yeah.
Sheeran.
Yeah, definitely. He'd organise it. He'd be the organiser.
Probably. He'd be like coats up and that.
It'd be for comic relief, wouldn't it?
I'd love to batter him, you know. I bet he's dead sound.
I got loads of stick on Twitter. I didn't even take the piss out of him.
Call him White Devil.
All I said was I pointed out that there's an Irish show called The Late Late Show. Have you seen they do like Christmas
on RTE?
Yeah, they do like they're famous for doing like the Christmas toy show. And I watched it because I find the whole thing fascinating. And he was on it. He made an appearance at the end. And it was so funny because it's got all these kids on who sort of like do the little performances and stuff, and there was like this kid who can rap, and then
the presents,
yeah, And Ed Sheeran sort of said, "Oh, you can rap." And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Do you want me to do a beat?" And he was like, "No, you're all right."
Oh, that's funny. Like that McDonald's advert yeah. with the stepdad and the fries. Nah, you're all right.
What else did it remind me of? Is this something from Love Island where like the guy's saying, there's a really tense situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's funny, that.
That's great.
Do you want me to spit some bars or something like that in it?
To relieve the tension.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Everyone's like, not now, Mark.
Yeah. No, but I had all this
bleep,
shit.
Bleep that out as well, the name of that show. That show can fuck off.
Which one?
L.I.
Oh, I thought you were saying the RT.
No, no, no. Yeah. Fuck that show, man.
Really?
Yeah, like...
You're sounding like you sort of went in for it and didn't get in.
No, I just think that they don't give them enough... They just put these fucking idiots on telly.
And then don't give them any support.
And then don't give them any support and they're all killing themselves and shit. And it's fucking shit.
It's proper dodgy. And the thing is, it's almost like they've learnt nothing.
Well, no, do you know what's mad, though? Is like, one... I know Kyle was shit and it was disgusting and it should have been cancelled ages ago. But if they're cancelling Kyle because of that, they've got to do the same for that.
Yeah.
But they won't because of ratings.
Yeah, and like how many more lives are going to be ruined by...
Exactly. Yeah. By not winning the Ballon d'Or. See how I got back on there then. I remember when the Ballon d'Or was... There was two.
Yeah, and then they brought them together, wasn't there? Was there like a World Soccer one or something?
No, it was like FIFA World Player of the Year and the European Footballer of the Year, which is the Ballon d'Or.
So which one would it have been, that sort of Kevin Keegan and like George Best won?
I don't know. I think that was the Ballon d'Or. Right. But you've got a phone with access to Bing. I use Bing.
I'm not even that interested. I'm not even
looking. I am.
What do you want to know? The history of the Ballon fucking d'Or.
Yeah. You find it boring? The Ballon snore?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this fucking...
Oh, the internet. Yeah. We'll just go on 4G. Ballon 4G.
Ballon 5G these days.
Oh, I ain't got it.
Gives you COVID.
Have you had COVID?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Are you worried about the Omicron?
Oh, it's getting me down, man.
Why not?
I just want us to get out of it and be back.
But you look like you thrive in a lockdown.
I don't. I need people.
Oh, really?
I know I seem like a really rude sort of, can't be arsed with anyone, but like I do feed off people. That sounded like rugby.
You sound like Winnie Sanderson from fucking Hocus Pocus. I do feed on people, mainly children. That's why I look so young. That's why your hair grew back. There's some little 9-year-old husk.
You're gonna go to
hiding behind Boker Vale Station.
You're gonna go to Turkey and eat a load of kids over there.
This bit filled in, mate. I've had the pictures.
Is it worth it? Just that little bit?
Probably not. No, but
it'll be straight. The good thing, it'll be straightforward.
Someone give me one, please, like for free, a hair transplant.
So just for context, if you're listening, any hair people, like. You don't want the whole thing. You just want a little corner.
I want the corner, like the top bin.
But have you got a weird head to that sort of? Because like most people, it kind of recedes on both corners.
No, this is just what, like, but it's always been like that. If you look on that picture there,
yeah,
where I'm 18, the left hairline has always gone up a little bit further.
Have you like dropped as a kid or anything?
I think I got bullied, and you know when they used to like put you in a headlock and like rub you like a nuggie. They only nuggied me just above here.
But you make it sound like you're a fucking cricket ball that, you know, they only shine one side.
Yeah, that's it. But they're trying to get my head to reverse swing.
Were the two kids that were bullying? Was it Wazzy McCram and Waka Yunus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they used to rub me on their dicks.
Oh, it just means that
it wasn't Wazzy McCram and Waka Yunus, because if they were, they'd be picking my head with a bottle top. It was cricketers that didn't cheat.
When the teachers weren't looking, it was okay to bully him, but don't use anything.
No, exactly. They were fucking rubbing dirt on me.
Fucking head tampering.
Again, we're back to banter spunk.
Banter spunk. I'm telling you, banter spunk needs to be copyrighted. Okay, Ballon d'Or temporarily moved. No. Yeah, it was the FIFA World Player of the Year and the Ballon d'Or, I think.
Oh, and they merged it.
Yeah. But who gives a shit? Like seriously, you're a proper saddo if you give a shit about stuff like that.
Yeah, there was Fume, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Penandovsky should have won over Pessy, but...
Here you go. Let's have a bit of a football segment, stroke quiz.
All right, are you going to quiz me?
I'm gonna give you, and this is a tough quiz, I'm going to give you yours, and so it's got first, second, and third for that year.
Right.
But you get 2 points. I mean, I'm not going to keep score, but you get 2 points if you name the winner, but if you name a person who's in the top
three,
okay. You get 1 point. Okay, ready?
When are we starting from?
No, I'm just going to do random years.
Yeah, but bearing in mind that anything before the 90s, I'll probably be useless.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll start in 97.
Start in 95.
Okay, 95. Okay.
George Weah.
Now, I'm not going to go sequentially, but George Weah was the winner.
Alan Shearer, third. Second. Ronaldo, third.
What year did you say?
That was 96, I think.
Yeah, Alan Shearer was third and Ronaldo was second. Okay.
Who won it in 96? Weah, again?
No, you won't get this if you don't know.
Is it someone random?
Yeah. I'll be amazing to get this.
Was it Jean-Pierre Papin?
No, even more random than that.
Who was it?
Sammer.
Matthias Sammer? Yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah, because of Euro 96.
Yeah. Okay, 2004.
Kaká.
No.
Shevchenko.
Yes! Can you name any of the two?
94. So it's pre-Pessi and Ronaldo. And pre-Kaka's peak. So I will say that Cannavaro was in it.
No.
Okay.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Deco and Ronaldinho.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. He's going to... Yeah.
2001.
Owen.
Yes.
Owen won it in 2001. Well, yeah.
Do you want to have a go at the other two?
Batistuta.
Batistuta doesn't really figure, I don't think.
No, I just thought he might have been, because he won the league with Roma around that time. They might have given him a little, like a gigs in 2009.
The other two players play in Spain and Germany.
Oh, Oliver Kahn?
Yeah, he was third.
And Rivaldo?
No.
Don't know.
Raul.
Raul Gonzalez Blanco? Okay.
2009. I think it's hard when you come recent because it all merges into one.
Yeah. 2009. So there wasn't a World Cup. Oh, but the World Cup. 2008. No, the Euros. So it'd be Xavi.
He was third.
Yeah. Iniesta, was he in it as well?
He's not one of these three. I mean, you know, it's either going to be Ronaldo or Messi for the winner, isn't it?
Oh, in 2009?
Yeah.
Was it Ronaldo?
It was Messi.
Oh, Ronaldo 2008 then.
Yeah. Okay, 2007.
Kaká.
Yes. 2006.
Cannavaro.
Yeah.
Because Italy won the World Cup.
Very good. 2000.
Real won the Champions League. Oh, no, Bayern won the Champions League. And there was a Euros. Is Figo in the three?
Yes. He won it.
Oh, he won it?
Yeah. God, you're good at this. And the thing I like is you're using proper logic.
All right, mate. Don't patronise me.
No, that's how you proper patronising.
Fucking...
That was like a teacher talking to like a really thick kid.
Did you get my partially racist pun there?
I tried to ignore it.
Edit it out.
Okay. Shall I edit this bit out when we're talking about it?
No. Go on. Leave that in.
Okay, I'm fucking like it's all Ronaldo and Messi, so I'm trying to stay away from them. 1999.
Oh, that's Rivaldo, and Beckham was second, robbed.
Yeah. Do you reckon it should have been Beckham?
Yeah.
Over like Keane or someone?
No, Beckham was phenomenal. Beckham's like one of the most underrated players ever. Because people think he could just cross it and take free kicks. But he was fucking amazing.
Yeah. And also, like, he worked hard as well.
Yeah, Beckham in, like, in a, like, a Klopp team now or something like that would be really good. Yeah, and he'd probably play in the middle.
And he was stronger than you remember.
Beckham now in a Klopp team would be, like, a well better Henderson.
If you put Beckham, prime Beckham, in this Manchester United team, how many players would be better than him?
None. Prime. None.
If you put him in this England team?
None. No. Who's better than him in this England team?
Yeah, you got a point.
Like, prime Ronaldo is better than prime Beckham, but you never said that.
Yeah.
Just now Ronaldo, prime Beckham.
Prime Beckham. I mean, I think I know what you're going to say here. Prime Beckham or prime
Rooney.
Gerrard?
Oh, I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it? Different players.
Yeah.
I always thought that Gerrard was, like, great. and again, this is not like a backhanded insult.
By the way, let me say this as a United fan.
Yeah.
Who has little love for Liverpool, but also does love Paul Scholes. I think Scholes is better than Gerrard in the same way that Rob Thomas or Adam or any of them Liverpool fans will think Gerrard is better than Scholes. What I will say is I genuinely don't think Lampard has any business being in that debate.
Right. So you think it's Scholes versus Gerrard, and to include Lampard in there is a massive...
I just think...
overestimation of how good he was.
I think he was good at what he does, but I don't think he did anything like what they did.
What are you saying? Are you going to say he's a glorified Darren Gibson?
No, not at all. He's like a Bruno Fernandes.
Right.
Like, he's like, in my head, Lampard's like more of a 10.
Right.
If you want to talk like FIFA kids.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying he shouldn't be part of the conversation because he's a different position?
I don't think he's a proper midfielder.
Yeah, but you can still say, is he as good?
No, well, you, but then...
Is he like...
That's apple, like saying, well, you may as well throw Rio Ferdinand in there.
So what you're saying is it's not about his quality. It's just like it's a redundant question because different position.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fair.
Because what he brings to the table, like what Scholes and Gerrard do is roughly comparable. But Lampard, like, and everyone will go, oh, but Lampard like scored loads of goals. It's like, yeah, because he was like playing behind Drogba.
By that sort of reasoning... It sounds as if, like, Gerrard, that whole thing about could Gerrard and Lampard play together, you're kind of suggesting they could?
No. Well, yeah, but not in the same, because I think it should have been, that whole golden generation thing about Scholes on the left wing, there's only one person at fault for that, and it's Sven-Goran Eriksson, the fact that he only wanted to play. Imagine if that was a free.
Yeah.
Scholes, Gerrard and Lampard.
Between them, there'd be enough.
Or even, like, you could play, like, 4-2-2 and play, like, that would have been better. So you could have played...
Go on. So now, since you started this, pick that golden generation's ideal team, including formation.
Okay. 4-2-3-1.
Right.
Cole... best left back Premier League's ever seen.
Yeah.
Gary Neville, probably the best at the minute. Give Trent another couple of years, it'll probably be that. But at the minute, it's probably Neville. Rio and the racist.
Mm-hmm.
Scholes, Gerrard. Lampard, Beckham. And someone else. Is this before Rooney or after Rooney?
It's golden generation, so I think it's before, isn't it?
I would have thought so. Or is it 2006? Because if it's 2006, Rooney played.
Go on then.
Rooney, Lampard, Beckham, Owen.
And in that specific formation?
Yeah.
And what about the... So
you're leaving out Heskey.
So there's not a natural defensive midfielder, is there?
Well, that would be... Well, that... See,
this is very unlike us.
I know, and I always think that people, when they say defensive midfielder, they always get that fucking Makalele sort of destroyer, like Kante, Keane, like that. But I think like Michael Carrick was a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
But he just cut off passing lanes. He wasn't like smashing people.
So again, sort of just repeat what your midfielder was. What your midfielder was.
Scholes and Gerrard, who could do that.
Do both, yeah.
Lampard in like what you would call a 10. Beckham to the right of that, Rooney to the left of that, and Owen up front.
See, like, I think people listening would kind of think that, like, is there enough in that midfield just for, like, when you've not got possession?
But then Beckham could drop in and Rooney could drop in.
I suppose what you're saying is you don't need one person who does the defensive work if there's enough that do enough.
No, because
together.
When you haven't got the ball, it's like a 4-5-1.
Yeah.
So Lampard could drop in to make a midfield 3.
Yeah.
And then you could play 4-3-2-1 with Beckham and Rooney out and then Owen up front.
Yeah.
Or Lampard could stay in the 10 and Rooney and Beckham could drop and then you've got like a 4-4-2 almost.
Yeah.
Or 4-4-1-1. I don't know, but if I was playing FIFA or a football game and I had that team, that's how I would set it up to get the best players on the pitch. I just can't believe that in all the shit, and by the way, he might have done this. I just can't remember it happened. And also, I don't really give a fuck about international football.
Yeah.
But all the games against like fucking Malta and Moldova and San Marino, that they didn't just try not a 4-4-2.
Also, like,
if that was me and I went, right, we've got all these players, how are they going to fit into a 4-4-2? I would be the opposite. I'd be like, we've got all these players. What formation are we going to play to fit them all in?
But also, surely Sven, in his time in Serie A, tried different formations.
I don't know. I don't know enough about Sven. All I know about Sven is that there was a time where his personal best ski jumping record was better than Eddie the Eagle's.
Also known to be a puncher.
Who? Sven?
Yeah.
I had to think about what you meant then. You mean just like...
Yeah. As in Mick Hucknall.
Right, yeah. Punching.
Okay. That's edited out.
Why?
Because!
Didn't he do it?
I just think, let's be careful.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Everyone's going to know the name I beeped out just
okay,
then.
Okay, then. Oh, you're just going to beep the name out?
Yeah, I'm not going to beep, I'm just going to edit out, but you'll know who we're...
But we'll still leave the chat in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool, that's fine.
I reckon this has been pretty edit-free.
yeah. So, well, obviously it's been edit-free because you haven't got your fucking filthy paws on it yet.
Yeah, at the moment it's fine.
Exactly. I don't know about that now. There's probably loads of people in the comments and that calling me a knobhead.
Why?
For that England team. And also, like, that was just off the dome. I haven't really thought about it.
I think, tell you what, like because, like, it makes more sense to me.
Oh, well, let me just say this, sorry. Yeah. If, what I'm trying to say is, it wouldn't have been Scholes on the left wing. It would have been Lampard that had to.
What I'm
going to
do. What I'm going to do is ask if you will just on a piece of paper or something lay that out, and I will make a graphic, and just see what people think.
Okay.
Yeah, and like this is pretty much a one off because we don't really get into this, but we just naturally got into it.
Yeah,
like,
we just fell into it.
When we were at the beginning of this podcast, when we were talking about barges, I never thought we'd get into proper football talk. So,
well, I just panicked because we haven't even mentioned anything football.
No,
and there might be people, believe it or not, that listen to this for the football.
But having said that, like, it's funny because, like, when we were talking before the pod started, we were kind of thinking, what do we talk about? Well, nature finds a way.
It does. Except to find a way for Scholes to fit in that England team.
Yeah.
Was Rooney playing in 2004?
If it was pre-Rooney, what strikers would you be talking about?
It was Owen and Eskey in it, 2001. Right. But that wasn't pre-Rooney because, like, no.
Yeah, Rooney was about...
Rooney played in Euro 2004.
Yeah.
So...
Don't doubt yourself. Yeah, let's include him. Do your team. We'll put it out and we'll see what people think. There will definitely be people who kind of say it's got a soft centre if you're under the cosh in international football.
Yeah, but if Gerrard's as good as everyone says he is, then he can play that role. The only thing that people might say is that at that time, that wasn't what Scholes is doing, but with Carrick in the United midfield, that's what Scholes was doing.
Yeah.
By the way, I do think Michael Carrick is one of the most underrated midfielders.
Yeah.
I think Carrick could have done a job for United, for England later on, like even in like, was it 12?
Yeah.
When did Italy bum us?
I don't know.
Under Hodgson.
Stuff like that. I'm the opposite of you, like, can't remember.
White.
Like
that. Yeah, sweet.
That was us. We didn't even discuss like the whole thing with Carragher and Keane and Ferdinand.
Oh shit. Well, we can't. I mean, we could do a longer one if you want. Are you in a rush to get back?
Are you giving us a lift today?
Yeah, but oh, but also conversely,
yeah.
If I am,
yeah.
I don't want to be in Manchester
too early.
17 hours before my gig.
Yeah. Well, like I mean it depends on what time we, it's probably too late now. I was going to say, like, rather than dropping us off home, I was going to say drop us off in town, cuz like I was going to have a look at trainers.
I can drop you off in town.
Yeah. Will the shops still be open?
It's Christmas. I know you won't know about that, but it's pretty big on the White Side, on the Norman.
I love the way things come around.
Yeah, mate.
Full circle.
Like the carousel at the Christmas market.
Yeah. By the way, thanks again to Jim for popping in last week.
Yeah, Jim wants to be on this pod, I think. He wants your spot.
Do you reckon? Is he going to oust me?
I think he'll end up fucking you off, pushing you in front of a bus.
Yeah. Fucking hell. That's a dark. I think it's more he'll use his Scottish charm.
And wit. He's welcome anytime.
Yeah, of course he is.
Everyone's welcome. Do you want to tell him about the live show?
Oh yeah, you're going to do a Danny Fest.
We're doing a live show.
Yeah.
A Della Goal live show.
Yeah.
In Chester.
Yeah.
At the Garden Social Coffee Shop, which is a great venue, at 12 o'clock on the 13th of March, 2022, Botswana variant permitting,
yeah.
Omicron.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Let's hack that, Maz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do we want to talk about my hack tweet?
Yeah. Can I just finish what I was advertising?
It's all right, Maz. You're trying to sort of plug...
Just trying to be professional, Naz, do you know what I mean? And you're just shouting in.
You're trying to plug our stuff and I'm sort of...
Just shouting in like some little fucking ADHD kid.
Hot Rod! Bumblebee!
Ah, fuck off. We're doing a live show and tickets will be on sale. But just so we know that we're not mad, if you were listening and you would like to come, will you let us know on Twitter so we know that if there's any interest? Otherwise, I'll book someone else in the slot.
Just get Jim in instead.
Just get Jim to do an hour. Yeah, we've got a live show March the 13th. We also want some guests on. I think that's it, really.
Yeah.
If there's anything you want us to, if you got any questions, always ask that. If you got any feedback, DMs are open. Don't write it on the fucking, on our Facebook wall. But if there's something that you prefer when we do that, or because we've been going like, what's this, episode 10? So we're sort of still sort of finding our way. Do you like it when we talk about football? Do you prefer it when we don't?
Yeah.
Do you want Noz to be replaced by Jim? Like, any, all these burning questions. Yeah. Yeah, basically that's it. Keep liking, keep subscribing. Feedback is welcome. DM's open for slides. And I'll see you soon. Say bye, Noz.
See ya.
Bye.
And that's a magic number.